My next guests have been thrown off cranes, set on fire, hit by cars, fallen off galloping horses, and a lot more besides. Peter Dillon and Emer O'Grady. I really don't know how either of you do it. I get a bit queasy with heights, never mind falling off planes and been set on fire. Is it a difficult job, Peter?
I think, it's a case of, it's sort of easy when you know how. So in order to do the stunts well, for production, whether it's television or film, it's all about preparation. Preparation of yourself as an athlete, preparation in terms of rehearsal time, and then preparation of the physics of the actual gag itself. So you don't arrive on set and just kind of pull it out of a bag. There's an awful lot of time has gone into the preparation for that stunt to make it look good and to keep it safe.
Now, people would say to you, how in the name of God did you become a stuntman? You were a teacher in secondary school in Blackrock College in Dublin. What happened?
Yeah, well, it was a toss of a coin, which was more dangerous, so I went for stunts. I had taught in Blackrock College for a number of years. I taught German and geography, but I also had a kind of a strangest background, I suppose, in that I had taught martial arts for years, and I became a scuba instructor. I had coached archery, and I had done a lot of horse riding. So, during the summer months, I used to go off to Asia through the martial arts, or for martial arts. And eventually the 3 months summer holidays wasn't enough, so I took a 1 year career break. And to cut a long story short, I ended up in New Zealand, and it was absolutely a case of right place at the right time. And through martial arts training, met a guy who was the assistant swordmaster in Lord of the Rings. He had seen me doing my stuff, I guess, and offered me work. And that was how I literally fell into it.
So it was a good accident of timing.
Absolutely.
Emer, in your case, I know people might think they often hear the term stuntman and so on, but never really conjure up the image as often as of stunt women. You are a cellist.
I'm a cellist. I'm a cellist and a stunt woman, yes, both.
How did you go from being a cellist to being a stunt woman?
Well, actually, I think I was probably a stunt woman first when I was a kid. I used to do a lot of, I guess I was a little bit of a tomboy. I did a lot of climbing trees and BMXing and swimming and springboard diving. And my sister was the cellist. And one day she was riding a horse at home, and she fell from the horse, broke her arm. And I remember my mum calling to me when I was up at the top of a tree and saying, "Emer, get down here, you're going to cello lessons, they're paid for." And so that's how I started playing the cello. And so it's amazing how these things come around. 14 years later, after studying in the Academy of Music here, I did a performance degree. I went back to the Gaiety School of Acting and I did the full-time course there, the two-year course. And whilst I was there, there was a stage combat class. And I absolutely adored it. And it kind of just clicked in with everything that I had been as that young tomboy. I stayed behind every day and worked at all the sword fighting, fencing, rapier and dagger work.
Climbed walls.
And yeah, climbed walls, did all of that. And then I got a call one day to jump off a crane into boxes. And would I be interested in it? And I thought, absolutely. This is where it's at for me.
What were they filming that wanted you to jump off a crane into boxes?
It was a Guinness ad, and there was it was a Bond setup, and so the Bond girl jumps off the top of a huge can of Guinness. And so they had a cherry picker crane and some cardboard boxes, and I was in a beautiful red silk dress, and they said, "You ready to jump?" And I thought, absolutely. So we did it once, and I was nervous before. It was my first time doing anything, really. And the guy that I was working with at the time, Gina Geese, was brilliant. He was fantastic. He said, "It's okay to be nervous. That's a good thing. Just use it to help you, So you're going to look at everything and look at all the problems, and if you have any questions, say it. It's a good time, And I thought, well, we're going down, so that's where we're going. Okay, I'm good, let's go. Did it once, and then I thought, great, I could do this again and again and again.
How far down was that first jump?
I think it was probably only, maybe it was about 20 feet.
But it probably felt like 60, didn't it?
It did. It felt like a long screen.
And if anybody asks, it was 100.
That's yeah, absolutely.
Peter, you're because obviously you've been at it now for how many years?
Since 2001, so The Lord of the Rings was my first job.
And what stands out in terms of the stunts that you've done?
That's a good question, I guess. I think ultimately what you remember most is the people that you've worked with. So I've been very lucky to work with great teams of people. So the learning has been phenomenal right from day one. In terms of an actual stunt, I suppose every time you do something for the first time, first of all, there's usually a lie that goes along with that. So your coordinator might say, "So have you done this before?" And you look them square in the eyes and say, "Yes." Now, I would only ever put forward that lie if I was 100% confident that I could do it. So the first time I did a high fall, for example, was exactly that. Have you done a high fall before? Yes, I have. And
that's
Emer
like
point,
what Emer just described.
Yeah,
that's
well, exactly. And I'll tell you what, when you're standing on the ground looking up, it doesn't look too bad. But when you're up there looking down at a very small box on a mat, it looks quite different. But I have no problems with heights or water or fire or anything like that. My difficulty is closed spaces, so I'm a bit claustrophobic.
And have you been buried?
I have. And, you know, people often ask the question you have just have, and I have been set on fire, blown up, thrown off horses, thrown off buildings. But for me, the greatest personal challenge was being buried in a grave. And even describing it to you now, funnily enough, I can feel my stomach clenching up.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you have to stay in that position for?
Well, I was in it for quite a while because they didn't want to disturb the external kind of setup of the grave. And so they were shooting other shots around it while I was in there prior to it being necessary, you know, for the actual shot itself. So I think what kept me sane was I had my mobile phone with me. And I kind of played games to take myself away
I hope they paid you well for doing that, did they? For being buried.
Yeah, well, it was the same as usual.
You see, what is the usual? I mean, if somebody says, I really like the sound of what Emer's done there. Now, that sounds like a great job for a girl jumping off these things and so on. And I want to do that. What kind of career is it? Would they make a living at it?
At the moment, they would. We're quite busy at the moment in Ireland, which is fantastic. I'm actually working at the moment on a production called Penny Dreadful. And there's there was 10 girls in for that, but there was a gang of somnolent women who were the baddies in this, and it's fantastic that we got so much work. And Vikings also had the same. There was a gang of shield maidens, and so we're really lucky that there seems to be, because there are a group of women who are working here and training here, that there seems to be stories written for that. They seem to notice that, or that's been taken on board.
For the likes of this film, or this production, Penny Dreadful, is that what you call
yes.
it? What dreadful things do you have to do?
Well, I've spent the last couple of months being a vampire familiar kind of character, and she, along with the other ladies, are in attacking force. They're very angry at being woken. it's attack mode with Josh Hartnett and Timothy Dalton, and I'm also doubling Eva Green for that, which is great. So it's jumping in whenever there's a kind of jumping in, literally.
What about travel? I presume for the kind of work you're doing, Peter, you've got to go around the world, because if the big productions are in New Zealand and so on, an odd one might be in Ireland. You travel a lot?
I certainly have travelled a lot. I've worked in Ireland and Italy and Spain, the Czech Republic, Slovenia, New Zealand. So that has been a part of it, and from my point of view, from my career. Just remember, I got into it in New Zealand, where there's quite a lot of stuff done in New Zealand that people might think is done in the States. So a lot of TV stuff like Spartacus or Legend of the Seeker or even Power Rangers is done down in New Zealand. But I'm always saying that the film industry isn't a local industry, it's a global industry. So each country is always competing for the same job. So Ireland really needs to get itself out there as a viable option to other countries like New Zealand. And it's doing, I think it has an awful lot going for it. The infrastructure is improving again. We've got another studio, that one down in Ashford, which is the home for Vikings. And this is what we want to see, you know.
Well, I have no doubt that there are many people today never thought that there was such a good career in being a jackass or whatever it is, the jackass generation, the thing that's on MTV.
Talking about Emer there.
I'm not.
We're members of a group called Stunt Guild Ireland, and if anybody's interested in looking at the website, it's stuntguildireland.com, and that gives all the information about qualifications needed and all of the news that we have.
Oh,
from
great.
The
well, go and look that up now, listeners. I'm sure that loads of people would love to do that kind of life. Peter Dillon and Emer O'Grady, thank you both very much indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.